May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. How often should I forgive? That's a great question. How often should I forgive? As many as seven times? Peter asks. Not seven times, I tell you, but 77 times. It seems forgiveness for Jesus isn't a quantifiable event. It's not even a real math equation, because depending on the translation, we're either supposed to do it 77 times or 490 times. 70 times 7. We can't even get the translation down right. And so just assume that it's not some magic number out there. Instead, forgiveness for Jesus is a way of being, a way of living, a way of loving, a way of relating, and a way of thinking and responding. Forgiveness, then, is nothing short of the way of Christ. If we are to follow Christ, then this way of forgiveness must become our way as well. Not seven times, not 77 times, not even 490 times. So does that mean we forgive the drunk driver? Yes. The cheating spouse? Yes. The child who rebels? Yes. The lying businessman? The bully? The racist? Yes. The terrorist of 9/11? Yes. The man who walked into a church 18 years ago and killed seven of my friends? Yes. Today, I think we stand at a difficult, seemingly impossible intersection. We stand at the intersection of tragedy and the gospel. We as a community, many of us as families, have suffered much in this past month. Recovering from a disaster. We as a nation this week remembered what happened on September 11th. And 18 years ago this past Friday, September 15th, a man walked into Wedgewood Baptist Church and killed seven of my friends. The memories, the images, the anger, the fear, and the pain all intersect with Jesus' words from the gospel today. On this day, we have pain and forgiveness. We have anger and forgiveness. We have sorrow and forgiveness. Both sides of this are real. Both sides of this are true. The anger, the hate, the sadness, those are true. But the deeper truth, however, I think, is that we're always standing at this intersection. Not just this week, and not just because specific things may have happened to some of us. We stand at this place every day of our lives. We simply have to look at the world around us. If we look around, we see genocide and famine. We see discrimination. We see oppression. We see hatred and violence and wars and torture. We see it all around us. And if we look at our own lives, if we look in our own selves, I think we see it as well. We see harsh words. We see hurt feelings. Every one of us could tell stories of times that we have been victimized by someone else. And if we're honest, I think every one of us in here could share a story of a time that we victimized someone else as well. But beneath this pain, beneath these wounds, beneath these losses, lies the question of forgiveness. How many times must I forgive? I don't really think there's anyone in here that's against the idea of forgiveness, right? Like, it's a great idea. I think C.S. Lewis captured it best when he put it this way. Everyone says forgiveness is a lovely idea, until they have something to forgive. It's a great idea when it's out there with someone else. It becomes a little bit different when we find ourselves in a situation where we have to be the one forgiving. So what do we do then? What do we do when there is something we have to forgive? Some will strike back and seek revenge. Some will run away from life and relationships. Some will let the darkness paralyze them. Some will gain 100 pounds and fail out of college. So I don't say this against any of you if you have those feelings, because I've been there. I think we've all been there. We want to get even. We don't want to forgive. Like you, probably, I've struggled with this idea of forgiveness. Too many times I try to avoid forgiveness. You notice I'm not looking at my wife. But these answers, avoiding, striking back, seeking revenge, none of those are the way of Christ. None of those are the answers that we need. Because all of those leave us stuck in the past. They somehow leave us tied to the evil of another person, what they've done. And in a way, those feelings deprive us of the future that we have. Because for Jesus and for us, forgiveness is the only way forward. Forgiveness is the only road that goes ahead. So please don't hear me say that that means that we forget or condone or approve of anything. That's not what I'm saying. That's not what forgiveness is. It doesn't mean we ignore or excuse cruelty or injustice. Instead, it means we're released from them. It means we let go of the thoughts and fantasies of revenge, and we look to the future instead of the past. Forgiveness means we try to see and love as God sees and loves. Forgiveness is the way in which our life lines up with God's life. And to withhold forgiveness, in a sense, is putting ourselves in the place of God, as we heard Joseph say in our first reading. Now, God's forgiveness and human forgiveness are intimately related. That's clear, I think, in today's parable. We have this king, and this slave comes to him, owes him an extraordinary amount, 10,000 talents. That's roughly 3,000 years worth of average income. So this slave owes his own life 3,000 times over, essentially. But for this king in our parable, it seems there's no debt too big, no wrong too huge that can't be forgiven. This man, this debtor, was forgiven, something he would never hope to begin to repay. That's what the kingdom of heaven is like, I think. That is how God responds to us. Then we have the slave who then goes out and refuses to forgive his fellow slave 100 denarii, which is about 3 months of average salary. Too often, I think, that's what the world is like. Too often, that's what I'm like. Maybe you see yourself in that part of the story. In that refusal to forgive, the slave lost sight of his own forgiveness. The slave who refused to forgive lost sight of what the king had done for him. That seems like a lot of forgiveness, right? I can't even begin to fathom 3,000 years worth of salary. But the pain of this world, the pain in our own lives, is great. And I think often we need to forgive, maybe more for ourselves than for the other person. Because we've all had those experiences that we forgive someone and we try to go up to them and say, I forgive you for this. They have no idea. They have no earthly idea that anything was even wrong. Forgiveness is an act of hope. Forgiveness is an act of resurrection for the one who forgives. Forgiveness disentangles us from the evil that someone else has perpetrated against us. Forgiveness refuses to let our future be determined by someone else's past. Forgiveness is letting go of the thoughts, the hatred, the fear, the anger that fills us so that we might live and love and hope again. So how do we begin to forgive? I hope we all realize that there's no easy way. This isn't easy stuff we're talking about. If anyone tries to tell you, just give it up to God, forgive and forget, don't listen to that, right? Even if they're wearing a collar. Simplistic and trite answers only demean the suffering that we experience. These simplistic and trite answers only pick at the wounds that we bear. Forgiving takes time. Forgiving takes work. It's something we must practice every single day, again and again, 7 times, 77 times, 490 times. Forgiveness does not originate with us, I think is pretty clear in our parable. Forgiveness begins with God. And I think that's what the slave who refused to forgive forgot, that this wasn't about him. It's about God. We can only choose to share the forgiveness that we've received from God. Then we choose again, and we choose again, and we choose again. Every day, if we have to. But I'll be honest, sometimes I can't. Sometimes I can't find it in myself. Maybe you can't find it in yourself to forgive someone. And on those days, I hope that I want to forgive someone. But there's days I can't do that. And so I want to forgive someone. Some days I can't do that, so I want to forgive someone. But we choose every day. Because that's the choice Christ made for us. So I'll ask this question again. You'll notice I've avoided it. How many times must we forgive? So I'll ask some other questions. How many times have you been hurt? How many times has anger or fear controlled your life? How many times have thoughts of revenge occupied your mind? How many times have you shuddered at the sight or the sound or even the idea of someone else? That's how many times you choose to forgive, or at least choose to want to forgive. Not 7 times, I tell you, but 77 times. Amen.